I am so excited to announce my newest baby, a book for parents all about tongue tie. Tongue Tie for Parents is the book you need if you have any questions about whether there's a tongue tie, how to get treatment, if your baby needs treatment, how to go about it, how to make decisions, how to help you and your baby recover. All of that is in this ebook. Every day I get questions from parents like you, and I know you need answers. Tongue Tie for Parents is built from the same step-by-step protocol I use when families sit across from me in my office. It's the information that you need for clarity, for confidence, and to help you make care decisions based on your own goals, because that's what's most important. You shouldn't need a Google search to get answers. You aren't crazy or overreacting. You are trying to figure out what is best for you and your baby. It's here and ready for you. Tongue Tie for Parents is an easy download. You can have it today for only $27. Go to tonguetieexperts.net/parentbook or follow the link in the show notes, because you and your baby deserve clarity, not confusion. You're listening to the Tongue Tie Experts podcast, a weekly program providing information and support for those families impacted by tongue and lip tie and the professionals caring for them. I'm Lisa Palladino, a midwife and a lactation consultant with over 30 years of experience. If you are a parent looking for answers or a professional who is curious to learn more than what you learned in school on this topic, welcome. This podcast is for you. A gentle disclaimer. Please do not consider anything discussed on this podcast by myself or any guest of the podcast to be medical advice. The information is provided for educational purposes only and does not take the place of your own medical or lactation provider. Thank you. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Palladino, and today we're going to talk about thrush versus tongue tie. What every professional and actually every parent needs to know about a white tongue. And just so you know, there is research and, of course, medical facts about this. But what I'm talking to you today is just an honest conversation coming from my personal knowledge, from my clinical practice of over 35 years, from my experience and what I have seen in person in the office. So the first thing that we have to know is, why is this a problem to have a white tongue? What could it mean? How do we differentiate? And why it's vital to not get this wrong? Okay, so first of all, what is a white tongue? And a white tongue is often something that we see clinically in an infant during an infant oral exam. And it can be, you know, a little bit startling. It can be something we ignore because we have no idea what it is. But a lot of times, it's just dismissed as thrush because thrush is something that we learn about in nursing school, in medical school, in midwifery school. We learn about thrush. We don't learn so much about what tongue tie can look like and the repercussions of tongue tie. So we know thrush. We see white markings in the mouth. And when I say we, I'm talking about medical professionals. And we say, ah, must be thrush. Must be a yeast infection, which is what thrush is. And we go along to treat that. Now, this can be a problem because if it's not thrush and we treat it, there's some things that are going to go kind of wrong. First of all, many infants will get misdiagnosed and mothers and babies get treated unnecessarily with antifungals and other treatments. This can cause a lot of stress because if you're treating something as thrush, you give them the medicine, it doesn't go away. They worry, why didn't it go away? Let's try another medicine because there's all different antifungal medicines. And baby's been through a lot of treatment. Mama's been through treatment, hopefully too, if you really think it's thrush. And then there's no resolution, right? So we've got expense, we've got annoying things to do, and we've got worry. Possibly no reason, because maybe it wasn't thrush. So that's why I decided to do this presentation today and concentrate on it and get the word out that we got to be really careful when we see a white tongue. The other thing to think about is that the tongue can be white as a shared symptom, which makes it even more confusing. It's possible to have both. I mean, you can have a thrush, a yeast infection, and have an oral restriction. But white tongue can be a symptom of just thrush, or it can be a symptom of just tongue tie with no thrush. So what is thrush? Let's start with the basics. Thrush is a fungal or a yeast infection caused by an organism in the Candida family, a yeast that can overgrow in the mouth or other places, but today we're talking about the mouth, due to an immature immune system or antibiotic use or an altered microbiome. In infants, thrush appears as white patches on the tongue, gums, or inner cheeks that don't scrape off easily. And sometimes if you try to scrape them off, you can actually get like irritation and bleeding. Thrush can also cause fussiness, difficulty feeding, and sometimes diaper rash. We can have yeast diaper infections without it being in the mouth, but they can happen concurrently. In mothers who are breastfeeding, thrush can cause intense nipple pain, itching, redness, and shiny or flaky skin. There's a telltale look to a nipple that has thrush. It's something that you've ever seen, you'll recognize. It can develop the same as infants after antibiotics, or it could be hormonal changes, or the mom could get it from the baby, creating a cycle of reinfection. So that's what's interesting and difficult about thrush. Mother can pass it to baby, and baby can pass it to mother. So if it's truly thrush, both the mother and the infant need treatment. We don't want to keep passing it back and forth. Also, all items used on the nipple and in the baby's mouth need to be thoroughly disinfected. It's treated by antifungal herbs, medications, which can be used orally or at the site of infection, and hygiene practices to eradicate the infection from all the places it can hide. Now, I'm not talking about thrush treatment here today. That's not my point of this presentation, of this episode, but it's important to understand that there are many treatments for yeast, but it's basically based on either oral or topical medication. So a white tongue can be thrush or it can be tongue tie. Let's talk about that. Most of us know tongue tie is a condition where the frenum under the tongue restricts movement and function of the tongue. Tongue restriction can cause milk to pool and lead to a white tongue. Or, because the tongue is restricted, it can be unable to reach the top of the mouth, which aids in cleaning milk residue off of the tongue. The residue persists and the tongue gets that white appearance. So how do we differentiate between tongue tie and thrush? When it's thrush, in general, there will be the white plaques all in the mouth and they do not rub off, right? And it's sometimes on the tongue, a lot of times it's inside the cheeks. And these plaques appear chunky in most cases, almost like cottage cheese. If it is thrush, many times there will be maternal symptoms if the baby is feeding at the breast. So I have seen more cases of thrush where mom has symptoms, usually intense pain, and infant has none, than the other way around. So if you're suspecting that the infant has thrush, we must make sure that there are concurrent symptoms in the mother, or if there's not, I'd be suspect that this is thrush. Now, this can be tricky, right?
Are you a healthcare professional working with breastfeeding infants? Wish you knew more about assessing and treating tongue ties? Earn continuing education credits and transform your practice with the Professional's Guide to Tongue Tie in the Breastfeeding Infant. It's perfect for any practitioner who works with infants and their mothers, especially those working through feeding challenges. Learn to identify who needs treatment, build a qualified care team, and provide holistic care options. Discover the ins and outs of phrenotomy, including procedure preparation and best aftercare practices. By the end, you'll be confidently supporting breastfeeding families armed with the latest protocols and be part of an interdisciplinary community of experts just like you. Tongue ties are nothing new, but the right way to assess and treat them is. Ready to make a real difference? Join now and become a tongue tie expert. Sign up today at tonguetieexperts.net/professional and become the evidence-based resource that your community needs. To show my gratitude, I'm offering you a special discount as a podcast listener. Use code PODCAST40 to save 40% off today.
Because a lot of mothers whose babies have tongue tie have nipple pain. The thing about that is, if it is nipple pain and white tongue and it's the first week, unless those mom and baby have had a lot of medical interventions, it's probably not thrush. Thrush is usually shows up later. Not always, but usually. But you want to ask the history. You want to know, has mom or baby been on antibiotics? And again, you want to look at the age of the baby. Thrush in the first week is very rare, unless there have been a lot of antibiotic use or there's underlying medical conditions. Now, I say always. There's always exceptions. I'm not saying always. I'm saying most of the time, right? I want to make sure that everybody understands and nobody gets up in arms that I'm talking about absolutes, because I'm not. I'm talking about what I see in my practice, what I've seen over the years, 35 years working in medical practices, and what's typical. Again, the white tongue of tongue tie can usually be wiped off. During a physical exam, if you see a restricted frenum, the white typically appears over the point of attachment on the frenum, of the frenum, not on the frenum. So I'll say that again. If you see a restricted frenum, the white typically appears on the top side of the tongue over the point of attachment of that frenum. So you can almost tell where that tie is when it's a tongue tie, white tongue. If there are signs of a tongue tie and there is a white tongue, please investigate further. Compare symptoms, pain patterns, feeding difficulty, and visual signs. Identify thrush or rule out thrush. Identify tongue tie restriction of tongue mobility, and a visible frenum. And think about the whole picture, right? You often hear me talk about holistic looking at the dyad, both mom and baby. You want to look at them as a unit and see what's going on for them. Okay. So what do we do to advise families in this case, right? We want to be really careful that we, first of all, be honest with the parents. There have been times when I have been in a dilemma. I've said, you know what? I'm not sure. This looks like thrush. Mom's nipples look kind of like thrush, but there's a frenum that's not moving, and I don't know what to do. So honesty is the most important thing to do. Because if you decide on one path of treatment versus another, you want that family to come back to you if that treatment does not work, right? So you don't want them jumping from one place to the other saying, oh, that lactation consultant told me the wrong thing. Now I'm going to go to this doctor, or vice versa. You want to tell them, if this does not work for you, come back to me. Now, I'm speaking as a lactation consultant that has prescribing ability. Not all do, depending on your scope of practice. So you want to have a good referral relationship with a doctor, with a midwife, with a maybe an advanced practice nurse, like a family nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant that you can refer to, or if you feel like this family needs treatment for thrush. That's number one. I know this question is going to come up. If there is tongue tie and you have prepared for tongue tie treatment and you think that this baby should have a tongue tie release sooner rather than later, you do not have to wait for possible thrush or even actual thrush to clear up to have the tongue tie treatment. It's ideal to do that, but you don't have to. So that's important to know. So you want to always have a team in place to refer to if you need medical treatment for your patient. But then always encourage your patients to come back to you or have team members, people you network with, who are going to send those patients back to you. You don't want to lose them in jumping from practitioner to practitioner, right? Okay, so I wanted you to hear more about what happens with tongue tie causing a white tongue. And what term you may hear is leukoplakia. That is literally defined as smooth white patches easily wiped away with no underlying redness or pain. Again, very important. And this is maybe the key to diagnosis. If it's thrush, the white patches don't scrape off easily, and it can be accompanied by redness, soreness, or fussiness in the baby when you go to wipe it off. And how do we also assess, always when we're assessing for tongue tie, we want to look at tongue function. So you want to rule out tongue function, make sure it's working well, even if you think it is thrush. Okay. So when the tongue is restricted and cannot move efficiently, such in the case of a tongue tie, it struggles to clean the oral cavity by sweeping away milk or food remains. This stagnant residue can accumulate on the tongue, creating a white coating that mimics the appearance of thrush. Unlike thrush, this white coating is typically milk residue and is not associated with a fungal infection. The inability of that all-important tongue to properly perform its cleaning role highlights the importance of assessing tongue mobility when evaluating white tongue symptoms. So, I hope this was helpful to you. If you have any questions about tongue tie, thrush, finding a team, I'd love for you to join us in the Tongue Tie Experts Insiders Group. The link to that is in my bio if you're on Instagram. If you are listening to the podcast, you can always find that on my website at tonguetieexperts.net. And we have great discussions on that page for that private insiders group. And we have monthly lives where we have a presentation, or actually having a presentation the night that I'm recording this, all about GI symptoms and research on GI symptoms. So I hope you'll join us there. Thank you so much for joining today. And thank you for what you do for parents and babies.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. Check out the show notes for useful links about the topics we discussed and for ways to follow us on social media. Please subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. And if you enjoyed listening, we'd love it if you'd rate, review, and share with your friends and colleagues. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Are you a healthcare professional working with breastfeeding infants? Wish you knew more about assessing and treating tongue ties? Earn continuing education credits and transform your practice with the Professional's Guide to Tongue Tie in the Breastfeeding Infant. It's perfect for any practitioner who works with infants and their mothers, especially those working through feeding challenges. Learn to identify who needs treatment, build a qualified care team, and provide holistic care options. Discover the ins and outs of phrenotomy, including procedure preparation and best aftercare practices. By the end, you'll be confidently supporting breastfeeding families armed with the latest protocols and be part of an interdisciplinary community of experts just like you. Tongue ties are nothing new, but the right way to assess and treat them is. Ready to make a real difference? Join now and become a tongue tie expert. Sign up today at tonguetieexperts.net/professional and become the evidence-based resource that your community needs. To show my gratitude, I'm offering you a special discount as a podcast listener. Use code PODCAST40 to save 40% off today.